From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Senate votes to fund troops in Iraq, and a congressional debate, a tough one, continues over how and when to get out.
First, consider this number, 2,500. That's the number of U.S. military deaths in the Iraq War. The Pentagon issued that grim statistic today. There also have been nearly 18,500 troops wounded in action. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, U.S. and Iraqi forces are in their second day of a crackdown on security. Joining us from Baghdad is Sabrina Tavernisi of The New York Times. And tell us a bit about this security crackdown. Has security improved?
Well, it has actually been pretty quiet over the past 2 days, although it's not clear that that has been an effect of the new security regime. There's a new curfew that starts much earlier at about 9 o'clock. And there are definitely more police and army checkpoints around in the city. We've been going around yesterday and today, and there are a lot more traffic jams because they're stopping a lot more cars. But they've done something similar to this in the past when the previous government came to power in the spring of 2005, and it wasn't particularly effective. So we still need to wait and see how things will go.
And in this case, didn't they want to confiscate guns?
They're trying various tactics in various neighborhoods. They would have a really hard time, of course, taking every Iraqi's gun away from them. I mean, by law, Iraqis have the right to have an AK per house, so it's not something that's necessarily illegal. The military, the army, and the police would have a really hard time doing that in some of the more dangerous in the neighborhoods in the capital.
So not just a handgun, but an AK-47?
You don't have the right to drive around with it and, you know, obviously shoot people, but you do have the right to hold it in your house.
Let's talk about this landmark figure, 2,500 U.S. casualties. How does that resonate with the troops there?
I don't often talk with American soldiers who feel that their comrades' deaths have been in vain. I think that people... troops on the ground pretty much feel like they have a job to do, and that's what they're going around doing every day. They don't really dwell on the losses, I guess I would put it that way.
The U.S. military is saying that the new al-Qaeda leader in Iraq is a man named Abu al-Masri. What can you tell us about him?
He had been supposedly the number two fellow for some time, and Iraqi and American forces think that they know a fair amount about him now because of all of these documents and computers and things that they've confiscated in various places like Yusufiya, which is a town south of Baghdad, where they did a bunch of raids 2 weeks before Zarqawi was killed.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Sure.
Sabrina Tavernisi of The New York Times speaking to us from Baghdad.